and the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Today the Lord will conquer you. Now there's a couple things in those verses that I want to look at. Is he said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. He didn't say, I come to you by myself, I'm strong, I'm stronger than you think, right? No, he said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of heaven's armies. And then there in verse 46, it says, today the Lord will conquer you. It doesn't say, today I will conquer you. He took no glory for himself. We need to remember that. We need to give all glory to God. Verse 46 says, today the Lord will conquer you. He trusted God that he would help him conquer the Goliath. Then verse 47, it says, and everyone assembled here will know that the Lord rescues his people. And that stood out to me because he knows and he trusts that the Lord will rescue us from our troubles, our sorrow, our pain, whatever we're going through, he's going to rescue us. And the Lord is faithful in rescuing us, but we need to have faith in him and trust in him. And I wrote down a couple of things that could be a giant in our lives, and that could be for every one of us. Maybe you're scared of the dark. Who's scared of the dark? One, two, three. A couple of you are scared of the dark. Okay, Kia, what are you scared of? Nothing? You're strong now. You're not scared of anything. There's a couple that are scared of the dark. Okay, that's fear. That's a giant that we can overcome with God's help. We don't need to be afraid of the dark. Because when we're walking down the road or through the lawn and it's dark, we know that God's by our side and we can trust in him. Okay, who has any jealousy here? Anybody jealous of anybody else? See you a little bit. So sometimes Steve has a much nicer boy than you have, and you're just a little jealous. We're going to call that another giant in our lives. But as we grow up, that's something that people around us can't see very well, is jealousy. That's something that can grow and grow and grow into something huge like life. But we need to get rid of that before it grows into a life and a giant. We need to get rid of it. Who has pride? You guys might not be quite old enough to have pride. Me? Oh, I have the nicest bike here. I have the best bike, the nicest bike. That's what's called pride. We don't want that. We need to get rid of that. Who gets upset or angry? Cup. That's anger. So that's another giant in our lives. Life that we need to get rid of. Once we start getting angry, we need to get rid of it. And I tell my boys, sometimes when they're angry, I tell them, you need to, and this honestly, it has helped a lot. Me and Ruthann both struggle with anger growing up. And it's something that our boys struggle with a little bit. But doing something physical about it, I tell them, go over to the door, open the door and actually throw out your anger. And it makes a huge difference. When you throw that out the door, something lifts off of you. But when you're angry, just go out, go to the door, open the door, and throw it out. Get rid of it. I wrote down addiction. That's maybe more for the adults, but who's addicted to your phone? Who here just can't wait to have mom and dad's phone and watch maybe a movie? Cut. That's an addiction. We need to get rid of that addiction. I'm not saying never watch a movie or something like that, but don't let it control your life. If something controls your life, it's an addiction. Who's worried? Does anybody here worry about anything? Couple. Worry is something that we also need to get rid of. Bad. None of you have bad attitude. Now, that's another giant. Is when things aren't going well, maybe in school or wherever it is, that we have bad attitudes. Bad attitudes have an effect on a lot of people around us. It can affect the whole room. If I come in here and I have a bad attitude, more than likely it's going to affect each and every one of them. That's something that we really need to work on, myself as well. last one. Unforgiveness. When your brother does something to you, or your sister does something to you, and you get upset, you get angry, and you're just like, so upset. We need to forgive and move on. As hard as it can be sometimes, and especially as you grow into adults, unforgiveness can wreck your life. So we need to forgive. I'll have a man come up. We have a little bit of a visual on unforgiveness and what it can do in your life. I'll just flip. I'll hold it up high so everybody can see. So here's what happens in your life when you don't forgive. Here's what happens. Your heart keeps getting fuller and fuller of unforgiveness, and then we got lucky and we got up. But see how that blew up? So what happens is your life, if you don't forgive, you get angrier and angrier, and there's more and more and more unforgiveness, and it grows and grows. It's supposed to pop, and once it pops, that's when there's an outburst of something. That's why we need to get rid of that unforgiveness in our life. Okay, that's, I think, all that I have. You guys can go back to your parents.